Today's daf is Yud Zayin. I'm just going to remind you, I'm going away for the next few days, so I might, if I have a chance, I'll tape. No promises, but definitely check the site to see if Shirim are up. Okay, and today, if we can, we'll go into the next. It's a short, easy daf, so we should end. The next Amud is very short, so maybe we'll finish through Yuched Amud, even to Yuched Amud Bet. Okay, we're continuing along all the cases in the Mishnah where you get Malkot. So the next case was Achal Tevel Umaser Rishon. If you look at the words in the Mishnah exactly, it's important to see, the Mishnah says, Achal Tevel Umaser Rishon Shelo Nitna Trumato, you ate the Maser Rishon if you're a Levi that you hadn't taken Truma from, Umaser Sheni, doesn't say Maser Ani. So the Gemara wants to know, what about Maser Ani? If you remember in the third year and the sixth year, what?
This is the year of
Maaser Ani. Okay, so we have 2 years of Maaser Sheni, where you bring it to Yerushalayim and you eat it there, or you redeem it onto a coin. And that's 1, 2, 4, and 5. And in the third year, in the sixth year, instead of taking Maaser Sheni and eating in Yerushalayim, you give it to the Ani, to the poor people. Amarav, Achal Tevel Shal Maaser Ani, Lokeh. He says, even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, if you eat Tevel of Maaser Ani, okay, meaning you took Trumo, you took Masro, but you didn't take the Maser Ani, you also get Malko. Kiman, according to who does he go? Because it doesn't match our Mishnah. Ki Haitana Detani, it goes like this Tana, where it says in a Braita, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yechol lo yehe chayav el ala tevel shalohu rami menu kolikar. You might have thought that you're only chayav on tevel, that nothing was taken from it. But hu rami menu truma gdola, v'lo hu rami menu maser rishon. What if you took truma gdola for the kohen, but you didn't take the maser for the levi? Or, maser rishon, v'lo maser sheni. Maybe you took maser rishon, but you didn't take maser sheni. Vafilu maser ani, and maybe even maser ani minayin. In other words, you might have thought you only chayav, you haven't taken anything. But if you took one thing, or two things, or part of it, maybe you would be okay. How do we know that even if you haven't taken maser sheni or maser ani, you're still going to be chayav, even if you've taken truma and maser rishon? Talmud lamar, lo tuchal le'echol b'sharecha. We're going to deal with this pasuk today. The pasuk is from Dvarim Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, Lo tuchal le'echol b'sharecha, maser digancha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha, u'becharot b'karecha v'tzonecha, v'chol nedarecha asher tidor v'nidvotecha u'trumat yadecha. That's a long, long list of things. We're going to get into them all today. So because it says, Lo tuchal le'echol b'sharecha, and so what does it have to do with maser ani, right? It says, u'trumat yadecha would be the closest thing. You can't eat trumat yadecha. But what does it say? V'lahalan huomer, in a different place it says, v'achlu b'sharecha. Okay, what's this? This is where it talks about directly maser ani. This is in Dvarim Kafav. It says, ki techalela aser kol maser tvuotcha b'shana shlishit, right, in the third year, shnata maser, v'natata lelevi lager liyatom v'lamana v'achlu b'sharecha v'saveh. So you have to give to the ger yatom and amana, and they have to eat b'sharecha. What do you notice? In that pasuk it says, v'achlu b'sharecha, and it's talking about some sort of one of these, you know, it's talking about maser ani there. And the pasuk, therefore, in Dvarim Yud Bet, when it says, lo tuchal le'echol b'sharecha, must be relating to the same thing. And therefore, they say, the lo tuchal le'echol b'sharecha maser digancha v'tiroshcha, which is your maser, etc., must include maser ani. Because basically, what they're saying is very simply that the pasuk in Dvarim Kavav, it says, this is what you have to do. And in Dvarim Yud Bet, it says, you can't do this, which means it's a lo tase. If you have a lo tase, right, we're going to basically say a lo tase means lo ken. So there we have a Tana that says that you get malkot for not taking maser ani. And from there, right, so the Braita continues, mala hala maser ani, af kan maser ani. V'amarachmana lo tuchal, and the Torah says lo tuchal, it's a lo tase, which means you get malkot. So when Rav says, again, our Mishnah didn't say maser ani, but when Rav says maser ani, you get malkot. If you didn't take maser ani, he's basing himself on this Tana. I'm Rav Yosef, Kitanai. This is like, okay, now, right, Rav Yosef is now saying this machloket between Rav and his Tana versus the Tana of our Mishnah must be based on a different machloket. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein tzarich likrot et Hashem al maser ani shel demai. V'chachamim omrim, korei et Hashem ve'eino tzarich lafrish. Okay. According to this, now we're moving on to a different issue, which is, what if you have demand, right? Before we're talking about tevel. Tevel is when you haven't yet taken Truman or Master. What if you buy fruits and vegetables from, this happens in our country all the time, you buy from off the street. And you don't know, is the person, does he take Truman or Master, does he not? We call that demand. Okay, you buy from, you know, call, according to the Gemara, he's called an Am Haaretz. You buy from someone who you don't necessarily know who keeps halacha. Did he take Truman or Masrot or not? We call it demai, damai, we don't know what it is. So what if, do you have to worry when you then take your Truman, your demise, do you have to be mafrish misafik? What about the Maser Ani? Do you have to be mafrish the Maser Ani? So the main reason that you might not have to be mafrish Maser Ani is what? It's a sefik. And Maser Ani goes where? To the poor person, which means if the poor person, if you're obligated to pay the poor person, you're only obligated if he can prove that you owe him the money. But if he can't prove that you, that my, if you can't, if he doesn't have a way to prove that Maestro weren't taken from here, then you don't owe him, because I'm with Sina Chaber or La Haraya, and here there's no proof, it's just sefik, we don't know. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, ain't sarich likrote tashem a Maser Ani shel demai. You don't even need to be mafrish the Maser Ani. Okay, we're going to see that everyone agrees that you don't have to give it to the Ani, but Rabbi Eliezer says you don't even need to separate it out and say, this is Maser Ani. However, I don't have to give it to the Ani because he has to go prove that it's really chayav and Maser Ani. So Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be koreh tashem at all.
So what happens with it?
You get to eat your stuff.
You separate it.
In other words,
you put it back.
It's not even, you don't even have to separate it. He's saying, Eino Korea Tashem means you don't need to separate anything out, and you obviously don't need to give it to the Ani. And basically, so the assumption is, what does this mean? That you're not loke on eating tevel that hasn't been mafresh Truman or Masro, because if you were, then you certainly would have to do something. Okay? And Chachamim say, Korea Tashem Veino Tzarech Lafresh. You have to kind of separate it out and call it Maser Ani, but then you don't have to give it to the Ani because, again, let him go prove it. So he says, at least, it's Tevel unless you separate it out. So if you separate it out, but then you don't have to do anything with it. So now, my la b'hakam iflagei, is it not that there? This is the machloket? Demar savar vadai tovlo, mar savar vadai no tovlo. If you say that mishum safik, we have to separate it out, it must be because if it's vadai Maser, then you'd also have to separate it out. And if it's Vadai, no one took Masrot, Vadai Tovlo, it would be called Tevel. And the other one says, no, even if it's Vadai, it's not called Tevel that you're going to be Chayav Malko for. You're supposed to do it, but if you don't do it, it's not critical. And that's why he says that. So now, Amarle Abaye, Hachi, Adamiflagub Sveko, Liflagub Vadai. But if their whole machloket is about, if the basis of their machloket is our issue, which is if it's Vadai, then no one took Truman or Masrot, then it's Tevel. And if it's not, then it's not. Then why did they argue in a Vada case? Why did they argue in a Safek case? It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, that can't be the machloka between them. Ela dekule alma vadai tovlo. So now we say, no, everybody agrees that if clearly nobody took Truman, the Maser Ani, it's called Tevel. V'hacha b'hakam iflagei. And this is the root of their machloka. Mar savar lo nichshedu amei ha'aretz al Maser Ani shel demai. Kevan de mamonahu ifrushe mafrish. Rabbanan savre kevan de trichale milta lo mafrish. Again, this goes into what's in the head of an Am Haaretz. The assumption of Rabbi Eliezer is, and the reason why he says you don't have to do anything is because we assume that they must have been mafrish. Even if they don't necessarily give, they're at least mafrish. Why? Because it's only mamon. What does it mean it's only mamon? If you're an Am Haaretz and you're mafrish, there's a very interesting philosophy about the Am Haaretz. The assumption is he knows halacha, okay, according to this. And he knows that if he's mafresh truma and he doesn't give it to the kohen and he eats it himself, well, that's already kodesh. And therefore, he's certainly not going to be mafresh that and not give it to the kohen, so he's just not going to be mafresh it at all because he doesn't want to lose his stuff. But if it's just a mamon responsibility, so he'll take it, he'll call it Maser Ani, but then he'll eat it himself. So in that case, at least it was mufrash, even if he ended up eating it. So that's the assumption that the Gemara is making here. I actually was thinking of a different assumption, which is that maybe you see a lot of people who aren't religious, but yet they take care of the poor. And maybe that Dafka, when it came to Maser Ani, they took care of Aniim. They just didn't take care of the Kodesh stuff. You know, they sort of, that wasn't their thing. I thought that might be another option, but it's certainly not what the Gemara is saying. And Rabbanan Savrei Kevan Detricha LeMilta Lo Mafrish. So the rabbis say, no, it's a headache to do that. You just start being mafrish and saying this is for the ani, and they're not giving it. He said they're not going to bother with that, and therefore he rejects. Therefore, Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Lezer, because again, the question is, would Amei Aretz be mafreshed or wouldn't they be mafreshed? So Chachamim say, no, it's a headache. They're not going to do that. Not going to bother themselves. And therefore, you have to be Koreat Hashem, even though you don't have to actually give it to him. Okay. V'kama yochal min ha-teva. The Mishnah continued. Again, if you want to look in the Mishnah for a minute, the Mishnah on Yud Gimel continued. It said, kama yochal min ha-teva v'yei chayav. Rabbi Shimon omer kol shehu. Any bit of tevel you eat, doesn't have to be a certain shiur. Generally, we have shiurim, like a kezayit, a kebetz, all sorts of shiurim. But chachamim omim kezayit. Chachamim say, no, you have to eat a kezayit in order to be chayav malkut. Amar lam Rabbi Shimon, I'm just continuing in the Mishnah, we'll see, it's going to come up in the Gemara, but better to read it before. I atem mudim li bochel namala kol shu chayav. Don't you agree that if you eat a whole ant, you're chayav? We talked about this yesterday. Amru lo, mipnei shehi kebriyata. So they said, well, yeah, that's because it's a bria, and that's why you're chayav on a nimala. Amar lahem, afchita chad kebriyata. Same thing, if you eat a piece of wheat, well, that's a bria. Okay, it's a full entity, and therefore you should be chayav on that also. So now, the Gemara starts off on this section. Kama yuchal min ha-teva v'chule. Amar Abebi, Rav, I don't know how you pronounce it. Bivi? Bivi? What?
Bivi.
Amar Abivi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, machloket bechita. Their whole machloket is only if you have a whole grain of chita. Aval bekemach, but once you grind it into wheat, it's like we talked about yesterday with the worm, once it's blended, you know, then divrei kol kezayit. Then you need to eat a kezayit of a shear of teva to be chay. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kemachloket bezo, kach machloket bezo. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, they argue also when it would be blended up, you know, ground in this case, into kemach. Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to question Rabbi Yirmiyah based on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah seemed to indicate that Rabbi Shimon's whole approach was because it's a bria. Tanan. Amar lam Rabbi Shimon, yetem odim li bochel namala kol shu shu chayav, amru lo mipnei shi kebriyata. Amar lahen, af chita ha kebriyata. That's the quote from our Mishnah, which would imply what? Chita in kemach lo. That his issue would only be with a whole chita, but with kemach it wouldn't be the same. So now the Gemara answers, oh no, that's not representative. What Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah isn't representative of his approach. His approach, again, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, is even a mashu of anything, you know, even if it's kemach. Why did he specifically say to Chachamim, but don't you agree about the nimala? If so, you should apply that to the chita. Is because l'divrehem ka'amar lehu. He was speaking l'shitatam. As he says, I think even kemach a mashu, but at least you would agree with me that if it were a whole chita, at least that you should say, even less than a kezayit would be problematic, just like you say by an imala. Right? Lididi, here he says him. According to me, afilu kemach nami, even kemach also. Ela lididchu, but according to you, odu limiha techita ha kebriyata. Right? Wouldn't you agree with me that chita is a bria? So now, when you think of a bria, what do you think of? A creature, like a full creature, not necessarily a grain, a whole grain of something. Rabbanan, briat nishama chashuva. Chita lo chashuva. Right? When it has a nishama, that's when we call it a briat, but not a chita. Tanya kavate to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Here's a source that supports Rabbi Yirmiyah's reading. Rabbi Shimon omer kol shu lamako lo amru kezayit ela linyan korban. He says, when we have the shear of a kezayit, it's only for being chayav you a korban, meaning if you have to bring a korban chatat, if you did it shogeg, then we're going to use the shear of a kezayit. But if you did it b'mezid, and here there's an interesting, why kezayit? Kezayit is something chashuv, right? So if you did it b'shogeg, we need a chashuv amount. But if you did it b'mezid, you were what we call akshave. You made it chashuv, because you ate even that little bit amount. So therefore, even on a little amount, you're going to be chayav malkut. Okay, new Mishnah. More cases where you're chayav malkut. Ha'ochel bikurim ad shelo kara alehem. What happens with the bikurim? You bring the bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. We're going to learn there's a few stages. You have to put them down next to the mizbeach. You have to recite Arami Oved Avi, right, that we know from Lela Seder. And then the Kohen, after all that's done, the Kohen gets to eat them. What if the Kohen eats it at an earlier stage? So according to the Mishnah, Ha'ochel Bikurim, before the owner who brought the Bikurim, Kara Alehem, before he read the text he's supposed to read, he gets Malkot. Kodshe Kodshim, Chutz the Kla'im. If you eat Kodshe Kodshim, right, there's Kodshim Kodshe Kodshim, Kodshim Kalim. One of the differences between them, Kodshe Kodshim have to be eaten in the Azaha. the area of the Beit, right, the Azarah of the Beit HaMikdash, and Kodshim Kalim have to be eaten inside the walls of Jerusalem. So, Kodshim Kodshim, Chutz L'Klaim, outside the Azarah, or Kodshim Kalim, Umaser Sheni, Chutz L'Choma. Those are both things that need to be within the walls of Jerusalem. Hashover et ha'etzem bePesach haTahor. If you break a bone, remember it says in Pesach, Lo tishbru bo etzem, you're not allowed to break a bone in the Korban Pesach. If it's a Pesach haTahor, meaning a Tahor Korban Pesach, Harez lo karbaim. Aval hamotir b'tahor, but if you leave over meat and you don't eat it in the proper time, we already know that's a lavanitak lase. Remember, that's our classic case. Hanotar mimenu abokere, and the loto tiru, and whatever's left, ba'ish yisarev, so you don't get malko for that. And hashover b'tameh, if you're shover an etzem b'tameh, now here they mean a tameh, the assumption is we're talking about not that you did all the avodot and then it became tameh, if it's after zrikat dam, and then it becomes, remember, zrikat dam is the last part of the process of the korban. After you spill the blood and then it becomes tameh, at that point, everything applies to it. Like it's a full-fledged korban. But what we mean here is that if there were certain cases, we learned this, if let's say the majority of the Jewish people are tameh when it comes time for the korban Pesach, we call it tumah hutra b'tzibur, that you're allowed to do the korban Pesach b'tuma. So what we're talking about here is if you broke the bone on a korban Pesach that was done bituma, you don't get malka for that. Okay, it only applies to a korban Pesach that was done b'tahara. Okay, hanotel emal habanim. Okay, shiloh haken. We talked about it yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda, where we quoted this exact thing. Rabbi Yehuda says loke ve'eno mashalech. You get malkot, and you don't have to then send the mother bird afterwards because you can't fix it because he doesn't view it as a lavani taklase. Remember, we said that. It's a unique case where it's not exactly a lavani taklase, because shalach to shalach is what you're supposed to do at the beginning, not necessarily afterwards. But chachamim omrim, no, he views it as a lavani taklase. While it's true, you're supposed to be shalach to shalach de aim from the beginning, but if you didn't do it, it says lo tikach em alabanim, shalach to shalach, it means even after you did it the wrong way, you're allowed, then you can be mishalach de aim and fix it, and therefore he views it as mishalach, you're supposed to send the mother bird, ve'ein oloke, and therefore you don't get malko, because he views it as a lavani taklase, and zeh klali says, kol mitzvah. If there's an ase that you can fix it with, you don't have to get malka for it. Okay, the Gemara starts out, starting with the Bikurim case. So when I mentioned, when we learned it, was that there's two stages. There's the Mikra Bikurim, you're supposed to do this recitation, and there's also, which actually I think comes before, is the Hanachad Bikurim, actually I don't remember the order, but you're supposed to put the Bikurim down next to the Mizbech. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, only if you didn't read it do you get Malkot. It didn't say anything about putting them down. So now the Gemara is going to say, Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Zo Divrei Rabbi Kiva Stimta'a. This is the version of Rabbi Akiva. Now, there's a whole assumption. If you remember, Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta, right? All these. And then they say, and all of them are alluded to Rabbi Akiva. There were two basic schools. There was the school of Rabbi Yishmael and the school of Rabbi Akiva. You see this in the Midrashei Halacha. There's the Mechilta Dirashbi, which is from the school of Rabbi Yishmael. It's from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai also. And then there's the school of, there's Mechilta Rabbi Akiva. Like, there's different versions. Some are Rabbi Akiva, some are Rabbi Yishmael. So he says, this is from Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Aval chachamim omrim, bikurim hanacha ma'akevet behu, kriya ein ma'akevet behen. Okay? The hanacha is what's ma'akev, not the kriya. So therefore, the chachamim would disagree with our Mishnah and say, it would be someone who ate the bikurim, a kohen who ate the bikurim, before the bikurim were placed down next to the mizbech. V'lema, so now the Gemara suggests, and this is going to get us off on a whole long tangent, Zo divrei Rabbi Shimon stimta. Why don't you say this is the Stam Mishnah here is Rabbi Shimon? Ha kamash malan. So why don't you say it's Rabbi Shimon? Because we know Rabbi Shimon holds this. We're going to see where in a minute. So they say the reason they didn't say Rabbi Shimon and they said Rabbi Akiva is because ha kamash malan Rabbi Akiva ke Rabbi Shimon svirale. We wanted to be mechadesh, not just this Rabbi Shimon shita, but that Rabbi Akiva dafka holds by Rabbi Shimon's approach in this issue. Okay, so now we want to know my Rabbi Shimon. Who is this Rabbi Shimon? Ditanya. So now we have to go back to that pasuk we quoted earlier today. Lo tuchal le'echob sharecha, maser de'ancha. Okay, you're maser. You can't eat, right? Yeah, you can't eat it outside the walls of Jerusalem. What is this? Maser de gancha, betiroshcha v'yitzarecha, okay, your masrot. U'bechorot bekarecha v'tzonecha. The bechor behema, remember you're supposed to bring that to the kohen, he's supposed to sacrifice it, has to eat it within the city. V'chol nedarecha asher tidur, any neder you bring to the Beit HaMikdash, that's kodshim kalim, has to be eaten within the walls of Jerusalem. V'nidvotecha, okay, nedarim and nedavot, same thing, or similar. U'trumat yadecha. Okay, and the right Truma Yadecha here. How are they going to do it? What does it mean, Truma Yadecha? We'll see. I forgot exactly what they learned from here. Okay, so now, because right Truma doesn't have to be eaten within, right? We're not talking about that kind of Truma Yadecha. Okay, it doesn't have to be eaten within the walls. You can eat Truma anywhere. Okay, so now. We're going to darshan this. Oh, right. That's obvious, right? The Truma Yadecha is the Bikurim. That's what we're assuming. Truma Yadecha is our case, is the Bikurim. And that's what we're saying. The Bikurim have to be in within the walls of the city. So now, what does he say here? Detanya. Utrumat Yadecha Elu Bikurim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma Bazel Elamdenu. What is this coming to teach us? In other words, these words are unnecessary. Why are they unnecessary? Im La'ochlan Chutz L'choma. If they wanted, what's the pshat of the Pasuk? All these things have to be within the walls of the city, the whole list of things we just said. If they're trying to tell you you can't eat it outside the walls of the city, you don't need a special pasuk. You can learn it from Maser. Maser is more kal than Bikurim. We're going to see why later. But right now, assume Maser is more kal than Bikurim. Bikurim lo kol shaken. If they wanted to teach us that there's a lo tase and you get malkot, right? Remember, that's what the pasuk is telling. Lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha, right? If you eat them outside the walls of the city, you're going to get malkut. So if the pasuk was really coming to teach you bikurim, the word Trumai Adecha was coming to teach you bikurim, can't be eaten outside the walls. We already know that from a kavachomer from Maser. Hold off, we're going to say, what do you mean? Don't you, enon shimin adin, en maserim min adin, but let's hold off on that for right now. So we can learn it from Maser HaKal. Then, so therefore, umama halok baha katuv. So now we're going to say it's an ime no inyan. So if there's no point to teach that you can't eat bikurim outside the walls of the city, because we can learn it from a kal v'chomer from maaser. So tenei inyan l'mashu acher. So what should we learn from here? Halok baha katuv ela leochel mi bikurim ad shelo kara alehem shuloke. It definitely comes to teach our halacha. This is Rabbi Shimon, which is what we were saying. Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Shimon, which matches our Mishnah that bikurim can't be eaten until you read them. And that's what it must be coming. Shulok. Next. Okay, now we're done with our topic. We're going to move on to other topics from that pasuk. We're still in this braita that they're quoting of Rabbi Shimon. V'nidvotecha. So what are nidavot? Zo toda u'shlamim. That's a korban toda and a korban shlamim. Amar Rabbi Shimon mazabal lamdenu. We're going to say the same thing each time. Im lochlan chutz l'choma. Kavachomer mimaser. Right? Maser is obviously more kal than a korban toda and a korban shlamim. So we're going to see, again, we're going to see all the reasons why later, but you can just imagine also, it's right, Maser is not hekdesh, like Todan Shlamim. Halo ba katuv ela, so therefore it must become and teach us something else. Le'ochel betodau v'shlamim lifnei zrika shehu lokeh. That if you eat the korban todu shlamim, todu shlamim are allowed to eat, right? You eat them, but when do you eat them? After you finish the process, after you do the zrikat dan. You can't eat them before zrikat dan. If you eat them before zrikat dan, you get malkot. Okay, that's also in our Mishnah. Ubechorot. What about the word bechorot? What do we learn from bechorot? Bekarcha v'tzonecha. Zeh ha-bechor, that's bechor behema. So again, Amar Rabbi Shimon, mazeh ba'le lamdeinu. Im lochlan chutz l'choma. Again, kavachomer mimaser. Im lifnei zrika. Maybe they want to tell you, well, the bechor also has to be sacrificed. Maybe they want to tell you if you can't eat it before it's sacrificed, and if you do, you're going to get malkot. Well, you could also learn that kavachomer mitoda ushlamim, because toda and shlamim are more kal than are more kal than bechorot. Okay, again, we're going to see all the reasons for this after. Unfortunately, the Gemara goes a little out of order. It would have been nice if they had showed us all the why this is more kal than that. What the Gemara is going to actually do is they're going to say, what you thought it was kal for that reason, really it's more chamor every time. Okay, the Gemara is going to basically knock down this entire mahalach after. And then we'll see what the kal that we thought was. Halo ba katuv. So therefore, what's it coming, the bechor? Ela le'echom min ha-bechor, afilu le'achar zrika shu lokeh. It means if you eat from the bechor even after zrika, let's say, okay, we're talking here about a zar, right? Let's say I bring my bechor to the Kohen, and then I eat it, right? The Kohen's supposed to sacrifice, and he eats it himself. But if I eat it or anyone else eats it who's not a Kohen, then after Zrika, right, remember, we just learned before Zrika you can't eat it, that no one can eat it before Zrika. But after Zrika, it's a different Isser, which is no one who's not allowed to eat it can eat it. What about the words bekarchavetzonecha? Zochatat v'asham, that it brought from bakar and tzon. Okay, so it's a reference to the korban chatat and asham. Again, Amar Rabbi Shimon, mazabale lamdenu, im lochlan chutz l'chomat. Right, by the way, you know, according to the pshat, this is just describing the bechor. It's the bechor of tzonecha u'bekarecha. But here they're darshaning it. They're saying it comes to teach you something else. If it's chatat asham, now we're going to go through the list. Im lochlan chutz l'chomat, so kav chomer mimaser. Im lifnei zrika, right? We keep adding on. Im lifnei zrika, kavachomer mitodo shlavim, right? If it's before zrika, so we can already learn that from todo shlavim. Im lachar zrika, kavachomer mibachor. If you want to say a zar can't eat it after the zrika, that we can learn from the bachor. Ha lo ba katuv, ela lo chel mechatat v'asham apilu laachar zrika, chutz leklaim shuloke. Now we want to teach you that if you eat the chatat and asham even after the zrika, outside the place where you're allowed to eat it, then you get malka. Nidarecha, zo ola. Okay, what about your nidarim? That's an korban ola. Now, what's unique about a korban ola? Remember, it's ole, kula l'shamayim. Nobody eats it. So now, Amar Rabbi Shimon, mazabal lelamdeinu, im lochlan chutz lechoma, kavachomer mimaser, right? You can't eat outside the walls. Obviously, we learn it from maser. Im lifnei zrika, you can't eat it, kavachomer mitodo shlam. Im lachar zrika, kavachomer mibachor. Im chutz leklaim kavachomer michatav asham, right outside the. I'm sorry, I said it wrong before. When I said the klaim, I meant outside the azara. I think I said outside the walls. I was getting confused for a minute. It means after zrika, you can't eat it outside. Right, we've gone up in levels to kodesh kodeshim, okay, which can't be eaten outside the azara. So now, if you can't eat it outside the azara, well, although we can already learn from the previous one, which is michatav asham, ha lo ba katuv ela. Right, now we're going to learn, since you're not allowed to eat a korban ola, but how do you know that you get malkot if you eat a korban ola, even if you're inside the azara? Right, it's more chamor than all the others, right, this whole progression. Okay, so we learn it from here. Okay. Amar Rava, d'yelida ime ki Rabbi Shimon teled, v'ilo lo teled. Comes Rav and he says, okay, I'm reading particularly first the first part of what he says, get to the second part in a minute. Anyone who has a child, like a mother who has a child like Rabbi Shimon, great, keep giving birth. Anyone who doesn't, don't bother. Don't waste your time, okay? It's a weird way of complimenting Rabbi Shimon, okay? It's saying, wow, what a brilliant guy that guy is. The afagav, but even so, even though, de'iluhu pircha, even though I can knock down entirely everything you said. We're obviously going to have to say, wait a minute, if you can knock down entirely what he said, why did you think he's such a brilliant scholar? So hold off, okay? So here's where he's going to knock down every single thing. My chumra de bikurim, mi maser, why did you think that bikurim, you could learn from kavachomer from maser, because bikurim is more chamor, shekein asurim lezarim, right? Because a zar can't eat the bikurim, whereas a zar can eat maser. If you remember, we learned maser is for the levi, but it's not like if somebody eats it, it's not like a sur lazar, okay? It's not
zar in this case meaning not somebody who's Jewish, means, but just somebody who isn't Kohen, yes?
Yeah, zar doesn't mean someone who, I mean, I don't know if someone who's not Jewish what would happen, but they mean not a Kohen or a Levi. I assume they mean even not a Levi. Unless you want to say that maybe it's maser is for the Levi, which is who's a zar because he's not even a Kohen. I understood it because I seem to remember that we learned that it's not such a big deal if a zar eats maser. Let me just look here. Yeah, no, it doesn't specify here too much. Okay. Okay, but it's not like truma, where only the Kohen can eat truma. Anyone else who eats truma, that's, you know, they're eating kodesh. So that's what you assume. But adrabah, maser chamor shekein asur la'onein. An onein can't eat maser. How do we know this? Because when you do the blanking on the word, the, it's something masro, what's it called? Vidoy masro. Do you do this vidoy at the end of the season and you say, lo bitalti minakor, lo, you know, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, which means I didn't eat it when I was in onin. Okay? Which means, right, in the time period in between the death and the burial. So from there we learn you're not allowed to eat maser when you're in onin. So therefore, that's a chumra that doesn't apply to the to bikurim. Umay chumra de toda ushlamim mi maser. So now, why did you think the toda and shlamim were more chamor than maser? Shekein tuunim matan damim v'imurim legabim mizbeach. Right, what do they need? The toda and shlamim. You have to do zrikat adam. You have to burn the stuff on the mizbeach. Obviously, that's more chamor than maser. You don't need any of that stuff. But adarabah, you could say also maser has a chumra that they don't have. Maser chamor shekein tuunim kesef tzura. Says, you need to use a coin that's engraved in order to be poda your master onto a coin. Whereas, when it comes to a toda and shlamim, let's say it becomes tamei, or a nav tamei, a balmum, the animal becomes a balmum, you can be poda the animal onto anything. It could be a coin that doesn't have a tzura, it could be onto a different animal, you can be poda the kedusha onto something else, and then you can redeem it. So it doesn't have this unique thing that needs kesef tzura. So there you have a chumra by master that doesn't exist by them. Umay chumra de bechor mi toda shlamim. Remember then we said, what about bechor? We can learn from there to toda and shlamim. Shekein kedusha tomei rechem, right? You might say the chumra b'chor is the kedusha tomei rechem, but adraba toda ushlamim chamurim shekein teunim smicha unisachim utnufat chazev shok. They also have things that don't exist by the b'chor. Okay, this is actually the b'chor. This is not bikurim. This is the b'chor. We're now on the next one, the b'chor of the animals, right? So the b'chor of the animals is kadosh merechem. So you might think that, right, the whole thing was let's learn from toda and shlamim to b'chor, because that's kal, that's chamor. So that's chamor because it's kadosh merechem. But no, toda and shlamim have all sorts of things that the b'chor doesn't have, which is you do smicha on the korban, you do nisachim, when you burn the b'chor on the mizbeach, you don't do all these things to it. But you do for the toda and shlamim. There's nisachim that go with it. You take the chazeh and shok and give it to the kohen. Umay chomer de chatat va'asham mi b'chor. The next one on the list was chatat va'asham that we said, well, kal v'chomer for b'chor. Shekein kodshe kodshim, right there, kodshe kodshim. That was obvious why they're more chomer than b'chor. B'chor is only kodshim kalmer. We were going up in significance. But adrabah, b'chor chamor, shekein kedushat tomei rechem. Whereas the animal you designated for the chatat and the asham, you designated at the moment. It wasn't kadosh merechem, so it's also got, the b'chor is a chumra. Umay chumra da'ola mechatat va'asham. What about the chumra of the korban ola? That was our last one. Why is that more chumra from the chatat va'asham? Shekein kalil, right? Well, obviously, because it all goes up to shamayim. But adrabah, chatat va'asham chamire, shekein mechapre. Number one, they're mechapere. Korban ola is a mechapere, right? Chatat na'asham you do because you did a sin. Ola is brought for other reasons. Vekulu chamire me'ola. And in theory, this is an interesting one, all of them, because remember, the Ola could have been learned from a Kav HaChomer, all the different aspects from all of them, right? That was the last one that included everything. But really, they're all more chamor from Ola. Why? Di'ipehu shtei achilot. Each korban is eaten twice. What does that mean? One, it's eaten on the Mizbeach, and one, somebody eats it, whether the Kohen or the people, whereas the Ola only gets eaten on the Mizbeach. Now, usually we use that as a Chumra, it all goes after Shammai. But here they're actually saying that you can view it also as a kula, that it doesn't get burned, you know, it doesn't get eaten twice, okay, or however you would exactly explain this. So now the big question, the two questions we're going to have. Ela mai dialida ime karabi Shimon. So why did you say that statement if you knocked down every single thing you said? Dilamai disfira le ledide misaris le krabi darishle. Wait 1 second. To the Mai Despira Le Ledide, right? In other words, from what he said, what did he do that was so amazing? Misaris Le Lekrai Vidarishle. He came up with this brilliant, right? I don't know if you caught it, but the order that he came up with was brilliant, right? Each one, you were able to learn a Kav HaChomer from the previous one, and you could build on it. Like, he built this beautiful drasha of, oh, well, you know, each one went up in order. And why was it so brilliant? Because he had to be misares the pasuk to do it. It wasn't like the order in the pasuk lent itself to exactly the order he came up with. He figured out, what order can I do this? And you saw it as a done deal. But you didn't think about that this required a lot of creativity to come up with how these kal v'chomers would work to then each one build on the next. And in each area, right, that we started with, you know, just the issue of Chutz LiYerushalayim, and then we went to also Lifnei Zrikatam, Lachar Zrikatam, right? And it built in progression until it got to the Yazara, until it got to, it can't be eaten at all, Bifnim. And the order of the words don't match that at all. Remember, we started from Terayat Chavetz, which is the last word in the Pasuk. Then we went to, right, the second one was the Bechor, I think, and that was in the middle of the Pasuk. You know, and he jumped around in the Pasuk to get his brilliant order, and that he thought was brilliant, even though he doesn't actually hold like it. Next question. His whole premise is v'chimas hirim min adin. But this is all to say that lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha, you get malchot. That means you're mashirim min adin, right? In other words, we're learning a lo taseh from a kal v'chomer. Because what's he saying? The pasuk doesn't come teach you the lo taseh. The pasuk's coming to teach you other things, right? He may know inyan lezeh, tenei inyan lezeh. That means that he's basically saying that we could have learned from all of them from a kal v'chomer, from master, that you can't eat them outside the walls of the city. That means you'd be learning an azhara and an onesh from the din. From a kal v'chomer, and you can't do that. V'hafilu l'man damar onshim min adin, and even if you say you can be onshim min adin, ain masirim min adin. Nobody in an onshim min adin is actually a machloket, even though we don't really hold by the other opinion, but masirim min adin, nobody holds by. So, what did we answer? Isura ba'alma. Interesting answer. He says, well, actually, you don't get malchut for it. It's just in Isser. In other words, you can't do it. We learn that all out from a kal v'chomer that you can't do it. But if you did it, you don't get malka for it. So they say, that's a little weird. V'hama Rava, doesn't Rava say, Zar she'achal min ha'ola lifnei zrika, chutz l'choma, l'Rabbi Shimon, dafka according to Rabbi Shimon, okay, so a zar that eats the korban ola before zrika, outside the walls of the city, right, all these things that we learned out from kal v'chomers, according to Rabbi Shimon, you get 5 malka, right, because you ate it. You ate it, number one. You ate it outside the Azara, number two. You ate it, let's see if I can remember them all. You ate it before Zrikadam. You ate it outside the walls of the city. I said the Azara.
That could be two.
What?
No, that could be two. Choma.
Right, the Choma and the Azara. And you ate it, Bichlal. Oh, you're Azar. Right, that was the fifth. Okay, and you're an Azar who can't eat Korbanot in general. Right, those kind of things. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, lokeh chamesh. So what do we say? Chamisha isurin havi. No, it just means, it doesn't mean loke. You don't actually get 5 times malkot. It means you did 5 lotases, even though you don't really get malkot for them, because again, we're trying to answer that he learned it all out of a kal v'chomer. But what do you mean, though? V'han antanan, didn't we say in our Mishnah, eluhein halokin, and they listed these in the list? So how could he say that? Ela kra yeterahu. We say, this whole, so now we reread this and we say it's not that he could have learned it all out from a kal v'chomer. We reject that whole kal v'chomer. We say, what did Rabbi Shimon mean here? Ela kra yeterahu. The whole pasuk is unnecessary. Why? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says there's another pasuk, vehevetem shama. You have to bring your olote, like the whole list up here. You can look in the Torah orange. Varim you bet the same parak in pasuk vav, a few pasukim before, about 10 pasukim before, it says, vehevet shama, you should bring there, olotechem vezibchachem, et masrotechem, et shumat yetchem, vinidrachem, vinidvotechem, bucharapacharchem, vitzonchem. All those things it says there, you have to bring them to the mikdash. So all you needed to do 10 pesukim later was to say, lo tuchal lecho b'sharecha, all those things. You didn't need to say, right, see above, right? You don't need to say, spell out all those things again. So therefore, right, michti chti behebet Hashem v'achalta b'fnei Hashem lokecha b'makom, right, that's the second pasuk there. In other words, after the pasuk of behebet Hashem, and they list all those things, okay, then it says, and you should bring them and eat them before Hashem lokecha, b'makom asher yivchar, etc. So then, they're saying, right, lichtav rachmana, lo tuchal ochlam. You should have just said, you can't eat those. Done. Mehadar mefarish bu rachmana lamali. So why did it need to specify again? Ela li yichude lehu lave lechol chav v'chad. So now it's not learned out from a kal v'chomer. It's learned out from an extra pasuk. And there nobody says enonchim, right? Enonchim and adin is just logical arguments. We're worried about kal v'chomers. You can't do like that. Okay, and therefore we learn that you can, that really each one has its own separate lav. So we're back to saying it's not just lisur ba'alma. You do get malkot for all these things. And Rabbi Shimon learns it from the fact that that pasuk is totally unnecessary. The details are unnecessary. Right? The first words are obviously necessary. After that, the rest is unnecessary. Okay, gufa. Going into now, Amar Rava. Zar she'achal min ha'ola lefnei zrika chutz l'choma l'Rabbi Shimon lokeh chamesh. So now they say, v'lu keinami mishum v'zar lo yochal ki kodeshem. So now they say, so now let me make sure, because I thought we were saying Zar was one of the 5. Right? Did I mess up the 5? Let's go through the 5, what they are. 1 second. Right. Yeah. Let me just make sure I got them. Here. Eating outside Yerushalayim, eating before Zrikat Dam, eating even though he's not a Kohen, right? That's the Zar. So then they must be pointing out a different aspect here. 1 second. So Zar Shachal. Sarado yochal ki kodeshu. Ah, right. This is just a separate, we see things that repeat themselves. Here's another lo taseh that says the same thing, right? Just like the sheretz yesterday we saw. It says it twice, even though it's the same isur, but it says another lo taseh, so we're going to give you another set of malkot because of that. So here, zar lo yuchal ki kodeshem is another time the zar is mentioned in a lo taseh, and therefore, wouldn't you say this would apply to the ola case, and you'd basically be chayav shesh. So hanemile hecha delekoanim chaze. Hacha delekoanim lamilo chaze. The zar lo yochal ki kodeshem is talking about a case where a kohen can eat them, then a zar can't eat them. But in this case, even a kohen can't eat it because it's an ola, and therefore a zar can't eat it. The zar doesn't have a unique lo taseh, additional lo taseh here. V'lilkeinami mishum ubasar b'sadeh trefa lo tochelu. If you, okay, what is the pshat of this pasuk? The pshat of this pasuk is if you find a trefa, a dead animal in the, right, or a sick animal in the field, right, you can't eat it. But what did they learn about this pasuk? Kevan sheyatza basar chutz l'mechitzato ne'esar. They learn here that once the meat leaves the azara, it can't be eaten, okay? So this means that if you find kodshim outside the azara, you can't eat them. So that sounds like another additional lo taseh of eating outside the azara, right? And again, you'd have two for the same thing. But again, it's another lo taseh. So what do they answer? Now again, same type of answer. Hanemile hecha debifnim chazeh. That's only if you can eat it inside the azara, right? Then if you eat it outside, you get an additional lo taseh. But in this case, hecha, right, the bifnim lami lo chaze, you're not going to get malka for it. In our case, you can't even eat the ola inside, and therefore you don't get additional malka. Bilil kainami, but why don't we give an additional set of malka for this? Kid Rabbi Eliezer. Why don't we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Tamar Rabbi Eliezer, lo yochal, okay, this is, right, lo yochal, this is, right, bizar lo yochal ki kodeshem. Okay, this is about a zar. Lo yochal ki kodeshem. Kol shebekodesh pasul, ba katub liten lo taaseh al achilato. Anything that's, right, this is about notar, and it's saying, right, so why, one second, this is, right, how is this pasuk about notar? Because, right, this is the psukim about notar. So it's saying you can't eat a ki kodeshem. So they say, shouldn't we say, also in this case, it ended up being notar, right? Because, wait, why was it notar? Second, d'chtib notar l'yachal ki kodesh. Hushu shenifsal, k'mochen kol ha-kodeshim shenifsalu. Ah, right, yafeh. You can't eat notar because it's kodesh, right? That kind of lost its shenifsal. And therefore, any kodesh shenifsal, you should get, and here you, I guess you need to, what we say, you're a posel by not eating it, right? So here in this case, as soon as you take it out of the azara, it's a kodesh shenifsal. Just like notar, that as soon as you take it out of the time frame you're allowed to eat it, it's pasul, right? And therefore, you're going to get additional malka for that. So this should get malka for the same type of logical reason. So what do they say? No. Hanemile hecha dekodem pisulo chaze. It's not going to apply. Same idea, right? Notar, you were allowed to eat it at some point. You just messed up and didn't eat it within the time frame. But this, you were never allowed to eat anyway, so you're not going to get, they keep going back to the same thing, which is you're not going to get malka for something that you couldn't have eaten in any case. So then they say, what about ki'id after Rabbi Lezer? There's another statement of Rabbi Lezer that we should get malka for. Titanya Rabbi Lezer omer, kol shehu b'kalil tiyeh, litein lo taseh l'chilato. So anything that was right here, it says in the pasuk, "Kol minchat kohen kalil tia lo techel." The mincha of the kohen, you're not allowed to eat. It's kalil. Now, what else is kalil? The ola is kalil. So they understand this pasuk to say anything that was kalil tia kulo lashamayim, you can't eat, and that's an additional lo taseh that should apply to the ola. So the Gemara actually answers in achinami. You're right. This does sound like it should be an additional one. So then why did Rava only say you're chayav five? So after we tried many, many attempts to say it should be more than five, We rejected all of them because all of them fell into the same category. That all these things could have been eaten in a different way, but not. And this olah couldn't be eaten at all. But here, we took an example of something that can't ever be eaten, and it seems to apply anything that's kalil yeh should be a lotus. So you're right, it is. So why didn't Rava say six? So the reason is, v'rava mehai krakamar. Rava was saying five isurim from that one pasuk. Meaning, from the pasuk that we started with, this brings us back full circle. When we got to that very last part of the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, what did Rabbi Shimon say? The Ola, you learn all five things from. Again, we started with the Kal V'chomer. In the end, we said it's from this Kra Yitera, but we learn out all those five things from this pasuk, right? They can't, a zar can't eat it, outside the Klayim, outside the Choma, before Zerikat Dam and after Zerikat Dam. And that's all learned from that one pasuk. So what Rabbi was saying is, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's five Malkot, all from that one pasuk. Yes, it's true, there's a six from Khalil Tia, but that wasn't his topic of, this wasn't what he was talking about.